Okay, do whatever you
need. This meeting is being recorded.
Do whatever you need to do to close your eyes. Is everybody getting feedback or is it just me?
There is feedback for Gina. There's a few people who aren't on mute. So I think there's some people.
I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of.
Yes, there is feedback.
Not everyone is muted.
You just have to mute everyone.
There is feedback.
Okay, I'm going to try using my earphones, see if that helps. Let me see if that helps. Does that help? Can you hear me?
Sounds good now.
It does good. Okay, great. Thanks, Erica. I need you sitting by my left hand all the time. Okay. All right, so please mute yourself, everybody, and make yourself comfortable. Do what you need to do. And begin to follow your breathing. Take time to center yourself and prepare yourself for a meditative reflection. And just let go of any residual thoughts about yesterday or today or the future. Relax your mind. Let go of any tension. And allow your awareness to move inward. With each breath, feel yourself moving deeper into the silence within. Try. Notice the space between your breath. Feel the space between your breath. See if you can connect with your inner higher self or a spiritual energy beyond yourself. Feel gratitude towards this energy and feel anchored in your body and let yourself settle. Feel yourself as an integral part of a living, evolving universe. You're connected, you're safe, secure, and protected. We're in winter now, and this is the time of the year when things stand still, when things slow down. This is a perfect time to go within, to focus on the messages of the soul, to center oneself, to celebrate darkness, and to sense its timelessness. There are gifts that we can receive if we open ourselves to the energy of winter. It's a good time to hold gratitude. As the trees shed their leaves and stand bare in the winter, we remember that their roots deep in the earth are alive and gathering nutrients. So it is with us. Take some time to reflect on the past year and your goals, endeavors, and hold space for gratitude for things you've already manifested or in the process of manifesting. prepare to harness the darkness and energy of the winter solstice as we get ready to move into the light. The darkness of winter moves slowly towards spring and the rebirthing of life. We bear that in our heart and our mind as we hold on to what is going on in the world right now. The world holds potential for growth, for kindness, for love and accepting. The future, the light, holds potential. We know that as spring comes, it's a time for planting seeds of growth and change and healing. The moonlight and stars begin to illuminate your surroundings in the dark. You become very aware of things around you as the light begins to return. This is a time for planning and co-creation. It's a time to design your path for the year ahead. It's a time to be in harmony with this creative force and be in harmony with the flow and synchronicity of life. Allow the energy of love and peace to flow from your heart to all beings. Let your light of peace flow through the world right now. The darkness needs your light. That's right. And you notice a light on the horizon emerging where the darkness begins to fade and the beautiful colors of dawn arise. The round ball of the sun peeps up above the horizon. A new day with potential is emerging. There is a place for peace. There's a place for peace and understanding. This is a space where you can truly engage with the cosmic and the divine energy of co-creation. We, you, us all, can bring light to the change. Feel yourself being reborn, using your light for the benefit of all. Feel the joy and gratitude and open yourself to grace. And as you do now, welcome your child into your awareness. This childlike side part of you is one that holds on to the beliefs of joy, challenge, fun, learning, creativity. But we also learned, some of us, that maybe we were wrong or we couldn't. And we learned to hide our emotions like fear or sadness. At this moment now, we're going to heal that child and bring him and her into the light. As we do, we gain access and information. Information of our feelings, sensations, needs and talents, and all the unhealed wounds that may not have been intended to when we were actually children. We reparent, we become the parent. We connect with the joy and creativity inherent in childhood, also the pains and hurts through which we learn self-care. Also, the survival patterns or the resilience. Some of it no longer serves us well as happy functional adults, but some we can call on as needed. So bring forward that little you, tender, emotional. Your inner child is the innocent, the creative, the curious part of you. So take the hand of that child and go through the door into a beautiful room filled with bright colors, soft chairs, and gentle music in the background. This is a place where the younger you knows that they are safe and secure. It's a place where they can be heard, where they can be comforted, a place where they can learn to understand their place in the world and that they have a right to be here. This place is a new beginning for that child, a place of unconditional love and understanding. But it's also a place to play and share their creative spirit. So become aware how that child moves towards you and around you and connects with you. Maybe they're a little shy, or maybe they're curious, or maybe they're skipping towards you with joy. I wonder how old they are. Maybe 5 years or 7 or 3 or even younger. Beckon them over and ask them to sit next to you, maybe on the couch or another chair close by, so that you may talk softly and kindly to each other and maybe even hold hands. Look into their eyes and tell them you've invited them here to let them know they are loved unconditionally. And as a child of God, they're perfect in every way. Sometimes they may have been judged or criticized, but that doesn't take away from their perfection as a child of the Creator, who can do or be anything they choose to be. Now, ask the child these questions and listen with your heart for the answers. And I'll be quiet between each question so that you may talk together and discover new answers to heal or mend or understand misunderstandings or early pain or hurt or abandonment that you feel in the body, or even trust, which is lost at some point. So ask, what is the one thing you wish as a child that could have been different for you? And as you look at this from an adult perspective, what can you do or say to help that little one heal? Ask from your heart and listen through your heart. What behavior as an adult would this child wish you to do to help move beyond this deep memory and finally be free of it? Listen with your heart. Thank the little one for this wise information. Wrap your arms around them, hold them close, and tell them you love them. Tell them what a wonderful kid they are. So smart and cute and bright as a button. Stroke their hair and their cheek. And let them feel the love and tenderness from you. Now. Tell them you'll always be here for them and that no one and nothing will ever hurt them again. Hold them close so they can feel your heartbeat. Holding your child's hand, look them in the eyes and ask if they will give you a gift of their creativity, a gift of their curiosity for life, and their ability to laugh at silly things. Let them know that this gift will brighten your life. And remind them how very special they are. Let them give you these gifts in any way they wish, either energetically or in a beautiful box or package by your bed to dream on. Now ask them if they would like to meet you like this on a regular basis. And if they would, make a promise to visit them. Maybe every night before you go to sleep, you'll hold them and remind them how loved and very special they are. They need your love. They need you. Now wrap them in a blanket, a big fluffy blanket in their favorite color. And tuck them in a corner of the place where they can feel safe. Maybe your heart, or maybe your safe place. And promise to visit them very often. And as you let them be there, may you realize that in your life, you're never alone. Your soul in its brightness and belonging connects you intimately to the rhythms of the universe. May you have respect for your individuality and difference. May you realize that the shape of your soul is unique, that you have a special destiny here, and behind the facade of your life, there is something beautiful and internal happening. May you learn to see yourself with the same delight, pride, and expectation with which the Creator sees you every day. And at this time now, particularly this time, call to mind the folks that are having a very difficult time right now. Open your heart and send them the message, may you be in safety. May you stay healthy. May you live with ease. Know that when we connect these phrases, aiming the heart in this way, we're opening ourselves to the possibility of including rather than excluding, of connecting rather than overlooking, of caring rather than being indifferent. And ultimately, we open in this way to all beings everywhere, without distinction, without separation. Those that causing war, those of being in war, the victims of war. All people, all animals, all creatures, all those in existence near and far, known to us and unknown to us, all beings on the earth, in the air, in the water, those being born, those dying. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease, and feel the aspiration extending infinitely in front of you, either side of you, behind you, above and below, as the heart extends in countless ways, leaving no one out. May all beings live in safety, be happy, live with ease. And we ask now that all DNA at all levels of existence are now repatterned and restructured to the best possible frequency and level. And at all levels of existence, we ask that any negative DNA damage or manipulation is repaired. We ask to remove all negative energies that have been preventing any spiritual evolution now. And so it is. So be it. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. Take your time and bring yourself fully back into your body, remembering the child in you and the gift that child can bring of creativity, joy, and laughing at silly things. Coming back now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, move your fingers and your toes, 3, 2, shrug your shoulders, and 1, slowly, gently bring yourself back into your body, back into this room. And let me see that you're okay, please, when you're ready. Hi, Alan, glad you made it. Okay. Everybody back. Yvonne, Tommy, Nicole, Erica, Christine, Sheridan, come on back. Just let me know you're okay. Even if it's just a wave, but it's just I want to know that. Because this is a tough time for everybody. Okay? Let me know you're here, please. Erica, are you back? Brenda, Christine, come on back. Good. Elena, I hope that helped a little. Good. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Everybody okay? Shelley, you okay? Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions? Oh, thank you, Yuri. Just what you needed today is good to hear. Thank you. Any questions or concerns before you? I just want to make sure you're all okay before you leave. You okay, Bonnie? Yeah?
Yes, good. Thank you.
Good. Good. Thank you, Stephen.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Any questions or concerns? No. Tommy, you're back. Good. Vaughn, you're back. Great. Rosemary, you're back. Good. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Georgina.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Georgina. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we need all the help we can get these days. Okay, be kind to each other, be kind to yourself, all right? And take care. Hi, Sue.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you and love to all.
Love to all.
Thank you.
Wear your mask, okay? Okay. Mama said bye.
Bye, George.
Namaste.
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 Talk to you later.
Okay, Rosemary. Lenny, I'm going to email you. Okay. Bye.